More news stories now, including a plea for a vital direct train line to be saved. But first, shocked workers found a very sad sight in the city centre.
In a heartbreaking scene, workers uncovered a tent used by rough sleepers, which was littered with used syringes and bottles of urine. Its occupants were thought to be living in the miserable conditions for around 2 months. However, the hundreds of shoppers who walked past every day had no idea of the turmoil inside. Council workers spent more than an hour clearing the tent in the doorway of the disused Fix Coffee premises in the city's Brick Street.
While the world's best football players are taking to the main stage at the World Cup, Norwich's finest youngsters will be playing for their own trophy against youth teams from across the world. Cossey Jets under-14s have qualified for the world's largest youth tournament, the Gothia Cup, nicknamed the World Youth Cup. The squad made the cut after they won the nine-a-side SKF Cooper Cup in King's Lynn. Manager Richard Graveling, 44, praised the boys' performance and is looking forward to the tournament, which is held in Gothenburg, Sweden, every year. "I think the boys are more excited that they are missing school, but it will be an experience for them." The Jets have a large squad that this season has split for matches between two teams. Cossey Sports in the Norfolk Combined Youth League Premiership and Dereham Town in the Eastern Junior Alliance, the only Norfolk side in that competition. Between them, this year, the Jets have won the NCYFL Kappa Cup, the Stuart Draycup Norfolk County Cup, and come second in the EJA, as well as having several players who are part of the Norfolk Schoolboys and Norwich City Shadow squads. The team joined 1,700 other teams on July 15th from across the world to prove that they are the best in youth football. The trip will be all expenses paid by SKF Cooper Baring in King's Lynn, who also sponsored the tournament.
A wildlife charity says that the seizure of around 5,000 wild bird eggs from a Norfolk home is the largest of its kind in 10 years. The collection was discovered by police as they executed a search warrant at a property in Newton St Faith. A man in his 60s was also arrested after being found with a clutch of wild bird eggs at Causton Heath near Reefham. He has since been released under investigation. Mark Thomas, Senior Investigations Officer with the RSPB, said it was the largest seizure of birds' eggs for the past decade. He said the number of these types of offences and the number of collectors has declined massively since the law changed in 2001. But East Anglia is still of a bit of a hot spot for egg theft because there are so many reserves and rare birds. Under the Wildlife and Countryside Act of 1981, it is illegal to possess wild bird eggs taken in contravention of the Protection of Birds Act 1954.
A plea to save a vital direct train service from Norwich to Liverpool has been made to key power brokers in government. Norfolk County Council's Environment, Development and Transport Committee, which has representatives from all three main parties as well as one independent, has written an open letter to Transport Secretary Chris Grayling, emphasising how important they see the direct Norwich to Liverpool Lime Street service. The service, which provides the region's main train length to link to the north of England, passes through such other major cities as Manchester, Sheffield and Nottingham. However, a central government consultation into the future of the East Midlands franchise questioned whether the service would be better off split in either Nottingham or Sheffield. With its future as a direct service still in doubt, every member of the committee has now signed the letter asking the government to keep things how they are. The franchise is currently run by Stagecoach-owned East Midlands Trains, but this expires in August next year, with fears a new franchise could not include a direct Norwich to Liverpool service.
A children's football team has become the first good cause to benefit from the community piggy bank that has popped up outside the Forum as part of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival. Youngsters from Helmsdon Lions FC under sevens are delighted to be getting a new football kit after the team collectively decided to open the piggy bank. The huge Perspex pig art installation, which is simply called Pig, is the idea of artist Seth Honour, who wanted to invite the public to donate money to a community fund and then encourage people to collectively decide who should benefit from the savings that accumulate. A sign with the pig tells the festival goers, "This is a community fund. You can contribute to it if you like, and when you've agreed how to spend it, you can open me and spend it. Signed, the pig." When Susie Ray, whose son George Westgarth is a member of Helmsdon Lions FC under sevens, first saw the pig and its sign, she mentioned it to the football club's fundraiser, Claire Fox, who investigated further whether it was okay for the club to open the money box, and the whole team then went to the Forum to collect the funds. "We collected £229.86, as well as some Japanese money and some euros. The money will help pay for a much-needed training kit and to help to pay for coaching," said Mrs. Fox, whose son Benji Fox is part of the team.
6 months after ground was first broken for a major new children's hospice, the £10 million building is starting to take shape. The Nook will replace East Anglia's children's hospices, each Quiddenham base. Quiddenham has supported thousands of children with life-threatening conditions and their families since 1991. Each launched its £10 million Nook appeal just over 3 years ago, with help from the charity's patron, the Duchess of Cambridge. So far, just under £8 million has been raised, recently boosted by a £25,000 donation from the Norwich Freeman's charity. The purpose-built Nook Hospice is on a five-acre site off Piggott Lane. It is hoped the building work will be complete by March next year in preparation for children and families that summer. The Nook will be spread across a single floor, have more areas for clinical care, a hydrotherapy pool, a state-of-the-art sensory room, larger and better equipped ensuite bedrooms, dedicated therapy rooms, and much more.
Now to our first feature, written by Derek James. It was 150 years ago when a baby boy was born who would grow up to be one of the best loved and respected men in Norwich. Here's Sarah Lusher to tell us more.